Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. It is the fourth month in 2022, and I honestly can't believe how fast this year is flying by. 2022 has been an interesting year for me. I've experienced growth, not just physically, but also mentally. And I just want to say how thankful I am to have new listeners and just a new audience that is a part of my journey. And for those of you who are my OGs, you guys know I freaking love you guys, and I appreciate all of the love and support that you guys show me. Honestly, if it weren't for this podcast, I don't think that I would have experienced all of the growth that I have experienced thus far. Truthfully, this podcast is a form of therapy for me, because not only am I trying to help you, it's helping me. This year is the year that we blossom and grow together. And if the podcast has been helping you realize the things that you want to work on for yourself, I think that that is so freaking cool. And I'm just honored that I could be a part of your day, part of your week. And the fact that you guys tune in every single week, it just really means so much to me. This week's episode is something that really strikes close to home for me, because I'm gonna tell you why you should stop being a perfectionist. And this is coming from a perfectionist, aka me. I've been a perfectionist all my life. Honestly, it's a blessing and a curse, but more so a curse, because perfectionism is a characteristic that holds you back from attaining your full potential. We're gonna talk about why you should stop being a perfectionist and how to overcome it. The top three zodiac signs who are perfectionists are Virgos, Capricorns, like myself, and Scorpios. And if you are a Virgo, Capricorn, Scorpio, and you resonate with that, just know you are absolutely not alone. And it's not just these zodiac signs that are perfectionists. You can be a Sagittarius or whatever you are and still have perfectionism tendencies. What really inspired me to talk about this topic was a few months ago, I was listening to the Making Moves podcast by Taylor King, and she had her boss, Alicia Marie, who's a big YouTuber. If you guys are into the lifestyle YouTubers back in the day, like, I used to watch them all the time, so I absolutely adore Alicia Marie. Alicia said that her acting teacher, whose name is Howard Fine, once said to her to never describe yourself as a perfectionist, because a perfectionist is someone who never gets anything done. This resonates with me so much, because throughout my entire life, I've always used the excuse that I'm a perfectionist. And because of that, I really held myself back from pursuing certain things because I always wanted things to be perfect. It's good to want to strive to obviously perform at your best, but when you value perfection over progress, that can really stunt your growth, and it holds you back from truly blossoming into the person that you want to become. One thing that helped me release this quote-unquote identity that I kept holding on to myself of being a perfectionist is to value progress over perfection. When I first started my social media career, I was really intrigued with YouTube. I grew up watching YouTube videos. As I said, I watched Alicia Marie, My Life is Ava, like all of those girls. And those were the girls that really inspired me to put myself in front of the camera and just create. For many years, I struggled with uploading YouTube videos. Like, I would do it on and off because I wanted my videos to have the best edits. And because of that, creating vlogs wasn't fun for me anymore. I just felt like I was trying to be like these girls, be at their caliber of editing. And while I do consider myself a really great editor, it also held me back and it just wasn't fun for me anymore. And YouTube is definitely something that I want to get back into eventually, but I really wanted to practice the idea of progress over perfection in my current endeavors with Instagram and this podcast before I dive into something else. And so I am on my journey of practicing progress over perfection. And this podcast is a true testament to that. I'll get into it a little bit later about my whole journey with starting this podcast, but I want to make a point that perfectionism is an excuse that holds you back from pursuing the things that you want to do because it comes from your ego. Your ego loves to hold on to identities, and being a perfectionist is sort of like an identity that our ego likes to mask us with when we want to do certain things, but we don't see them through because we want everything to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, then it's not good enough to post, and it's not good enough to share, or it's not good enough to be. As I always say, your ego can be your worst enemy because it wants to hold you back from getting out of your comfort zone and blossoming into the person that you know that you can become. The only way to truly grow is to be uncomfortable, is to step out of your comfort zone and learn new environments and adapt to those new environments. So after really putting this new perspective into action, I started to create and have fun with the things that I was doing. And it's really important to have fun while pursuing your passions, because when you're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work. It's fun to you. But when you stress over the little things, minor details, it's not fun anymore. And then you lose your passion. And so that's what happened to me with YouTube. And like I said, eventually I want to get back into it, but I'm taking the steps that I need to take, setting attainable goals for myself to get there. And I want you to do the same thing. Of course, you want to pump out quality content and be the best version of yourself. But at the same time, you have to let go of the pressure that you put on yourself. Someone who is or was a perfectionist, I should say, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I know that for those of you who really resonate with this topic, you too put a lot of pressure on yourself. But today we're going to talk about how to overcome perfectionism and just truly step into your power and take control of your life and not let perfectionism control you. The first thing that you have to do with anything is to become aware of your perfectionism tendencies. Recognize that you may be coming from a place of your ego. Pay attention to your thought patterns, because for instance, when I would create a video, even like a reel or something on Instagram, and I had already uploaded, I would catch myself watching the video and say, oh, I should have done this. This would have been better if I put this edit in there. Even though the video is already good, like I would still critique myself. You're always going to be your worst critic, and that's something that, you know, we have to remind ourselves of, but we also have to give ourselves grace, and we have to let go of the idea that people are seeing or pinpointing the quote unquote mistakes that we're seeing, because the reality is they're not. You are just in your head thinking, oh, this could have been better if I did XYZ, but really it's already good. So when you're having these similar thought patterns, it's time that you start to focus on the positive things from the situation rather than stressing over what you could have or should have done. It's already done. Instead of beating yourself up about those things, look at it as, okay, I can learn from this situation, but I'm still proud of myself for uploading and showing up and sharing my creations with the world. The next thing that I want to address is focus on the positives and worry less about the negative things. When we try to make everything perfect, we only see the negative things in ourselves, in our work, and it's not healthy. Like I said, you have to be proud of the things that you create and share, or the person that you are. Because if you're constantly only seeing the negatives in yourself, you're creating these limiting beliefs that are gonna hold you back from pursuing whatever it is that you want, or hold you back from becoming the best version of yourself. Just know that with putting in the effort, You're allowing yourself to honor your progress. And with progress comes practice, and you'll start to get better and better the more you try. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect, but there is no such thing as perfect, okay? So stop saying it needs to be perfect. Earlier, I had mentioned that this podcast was a true testament to my new perspective of progress over perfection, because when I had the idea to start this podcast, I had no clue how to start. And my ego was kind of holding me back because it was a new thing that I was stepping into that I had no prior knowledge about. And honestly, it was a little intimidating, but I told myself that this is the year that I'm going to honor and value progress over perfection and overcome my fear of failures by stepping out of my comfort zone and leading with the intention that I'm going to do this because I want to grow and blossom into the person that I know that I can become. But in order for me to do that, I have really had to strip my ego and look at things for what it was and truly step into this new role with confidence and know that eventually I will get the hang of it. Because I step out of my comfort zone, I started to become familiar with this new environment and learned how to manage a podcast along the way. This is my 17th episode. I've uploaded consistently for the past 17 weeks. And 17 weeks ago, before I started this podcast, I wouldn't believe myself saying that I've already uploaded 17 podcasts. The thing is, you really have to just focus on the positives rather than the negatives. As Taylor King says, launch now and adjust later. I absolutely love that quote that she says because it's so true. When you constantly think, oh, I need this to be perfect in order for me to launch my website, or I need to make sure that my resume is tip-top shape before I put myself out there to a new workplace. Obviously, yeah, you want your resume to be good, but don't stress over the fact that it's not perfect or it's not the best resume, because you just have to go for it. And stop letting things hold you back. Stop letting that limiting belief that you need everything to be perfect in order for you to succeed, because it's not true. Launch now and adjust later means go for it and make the mistakes and learn from your mistakes and adjust to them. How are you gonna make it better? Which leads us into our next topic. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Mistakes can lead to beautiful outcomes because you're giving yourself the chance to learn and grow. When we're here on Earth, we're meant to evolve. We're meant to learn. And a part of that journey, you're going to make mistakes, and it is absolutely okay to make mistakes. When we obsess over making a mistake, and especially me as a Capricorn, I know this feeling all too well because I would sit there and overanalyze, overthink every little thing that I did wrong. What I've come to realize is because I would do that, it would create this unnecessary stress in my life and just make me have anxiety and just be on edge all the time. And I told myself, I don't want to live that way. Who wants to live that way? You don't want to live stressing about mistakes that you made 5 years ago or having a typo in your email. You know, it's those little things that perfectionists can obsess over, and it hinders them from growing. And so that's why you have to allow yourself to make the mistakes. It already happened. The only thing that you can do right now is to pick up from where you left off, learn from the mistake, gain the experience, and understand what you can do moving forward to not make the same mistake again. Mistakes lead to growth. Growth leads to confidence. Make the mistakes. Allow yourself to make the mistakes. Don't beat yourself up for making mistakes along the way because, again, launch now, adjust later. The most important thing when it comes to anything that you want to work towards in life, you have to set attainable goals. People who are perfectionists, they tend to set outlandish goals that are sometimes hard to get when you're at point A, but you need to do so many things to get to point Z. And perfectionists, they want to get to point Z like in an instant, but it doesn't work like that. You have to set attainable goals. What are attainable goals? Attainable goals are small goals that you work towards to get to that big picture, because you have to start somewhere. Creating an action plan of small goals to help you get to the end goal is how you're going to attain the success that you're looking for. You always want to think big picture, but what steps do you need to take to get to that big picture moment? The more attainable goals that you set, the easier it will be for you to achieve them and not become so frustrated when you set such a far out goal. I'm sure a lot of you want to grow your social media following, and that was a major goal for me. But I had to write down these attainable goals in order for me to reach more people and to gain a following. So I had to shoot every weekend and I had to plan out my content. It's all these little steps that we need to take in order for us to get to the big picture. And that's what I want you to instill in your day-to-day is what little goals can you set for yourself to work towards that big picture moment. And the last thing is to stop putting so much pressure on yourself. I mentioned this earlier in the episode. This is something that a lot of perfectionists deal with because we have the idea that we want to be the best at what we do. I definitely resonate with that because I would always strive to be the best person in whatever thing that I was doing. But I realized that when I led with this mindset, it hindered me from experiencing growth and actually learning. It's okay to want to be good at what you do. Of course, we want to perform the best that we can, and we always want to show up as the best version of ourselves. But sometimes it's not always going to happen that way, and it shouldn't be the end all be all. When you allow yourself to have fun with the things that you're passionate about, the process of creating flows and feels so much more natural. Lead with the intention of being a sponge and soaking up all the knowledge, the experience, the mistakes, all of those things, and just be excited to learn, to try, to fail, and try again. Just because you had one little setback doesn't mean that it's over for you. If anything, that setback let you learn lessons along the way on your path, because that's what makes the journey so much more valuable, and we appreciate how much hard work that we've put into to get to that big picture moment because of all of the lessons that we learned, because of all of the obstacles that we came into. So stop putting so much pressure on yourself. It's okay to not be the best all the time, because when you're the best, it's kind of boring. People love a little bit of imperfection. It's more relatable. That's why vulnerability is such an important thing, and being open with your journey has so much power and strength in it, because like I said, you become more relatable. When you see someone that's similar to you doing the things that you want to do, it's inspiring, and you say, wow, like, if she can do it, hell yeah, I can do it too. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be the best, to be perfect. Perfectionism is not a thing that we want to hold on to anymore, because as I said, perfectionism holds us back. It holds us back from truly blossoming into who we want to be, because it's so closely tied to our ego. And again, your ego loves to hold you back, baby. That ego loves to keep you small, but you are so much bigger than your ego. You're so much bigger than your perfectionism. When you show that you've made mistakes and that you've learned from them, it makes you even more powerful, because you know why? You were strong enough to overcome those mistakes. You were smart enough to learn from those mistakes. Progress over perfection, my loves. If you've been beating yourself up about not being at XYZ just yet, stop. It is a journey. It's not a race. You will get there eventually. Set those small attainable goals every single month, every single year. What are the goals that you want to achieve this year in order for you to get to that big picture moment? Focus on the positive. Stop thinking about the negative things. Because the more you think about the negative things come to you. Like attracts like. To wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. So two cards flew out, and I think they're really beautiful and totally resonate with what we spoke about. The first one is, I heal the habit of fear and I embrace the habit of love. Perfectionism is a form of fear. Because we're fearful that if it's not perfect, then it's not good enough. But instead of leading with that fear mentality, lead with love, lead with growth, lead with progress. Because when you allow yourself to have progress, when you allow yourself to make those mistakes, that is a form of love. Because you love yourself enough to know that my progress is getting me somewhere. My mistakes is helping me get to where I want to be. The second affirmation is, I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. When you have the intention to lead with progress over perfection, you allow yourself the vision that you are enough to receive whatever it is that you want. I hope that this episode made you feel good, uplifted you, and inspires you to stop being a perfectionist and stop thinking that everything has to be perfect. Because let me tell you, baby, nothing in this world is perfect. You are absolutely enough, worthy, capable, strong, confident, and beautiful enough to do whatever it is that you set your mind to. It's all about your mindset. It's all about allowing yourself the space, giving yourself the time to blossom and grow. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it in your stories. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and at You Are Blossoming on Instagram. I always love seeing who I'm helping, who's listening. It honestly makes my day and it motivates me to keep going because not only do I show up for me, I show up for you guys. And this podcast is a community where we're all growing together. Also, if you're feeling generous, give the podcast a rate and review. This helps us so much. It keeps the podcast relevant and it also spreads the good vibes of all the stuff that we're talking about to uplift people. I love you guys so much. Thank you again for tuning in and I will talk to you really soon. Bye.